fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena, Penelope, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, nice to have you back.
Yes, it's been a while.
How's it going?
Oh, it's good. Yep.
Good,
yep.
Good.
I'm liking the change of season.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. Starting to feel warmer, starting to feel a little bit more festive as well.
Yeah, I like the daylight savings.
Same. It makes you sort of, I don't know, it makes you feel productive, I feel, by the evening. I'm like, I've done all these things and it's still light in the sky.
Oh, yeah, I don't do anything. I just like it being light.
Hey, what are we talking about today?
Well, I thought I'd talk about various things that kind of happened at different fashion weeks around the world.
Awesome.
Starting with Paris Fashion Week, which is the one that you alluded me to, which I just can't stop laughing because I just think it's hysterical. So at Chanel, Summer Spring 2020 show that happened last week, it's also, like, incidentally, the successor of Karl Lagerfeld. Virginie Viard, she kind of put on the show and everyone's walking around. Great set. There's
so cool, eh?
It's like the rooftops of Paris.
Looks a bit like something from Mary Poppins, yeah. Although I guess that's London, but it's that sort of vibe, the chimney sweeps on the roof.
It looks so amazing. Like, when I first watched it, I was like, oh my God, are they on a roof?
Because
it looked so realistic. Anyway, you're sitting there kind of watching it and then lo and behold, a random woman in a monochrome Chanel suit, vintage, gets up, somewhat shorter than the rest of the crowd, the models, and starts walking. She joins the catwalk and walks around. I just find that just hysterical.
It's quite wild. She just jumps up, and I don't think anybody knows what to do. The models are like, I feel quite sorry for the models, actually. That would be very stressful. You're like, I don't know what to do, right? I'm just meant to be walking here.
Yeah, but they did. They were really professional because they
totally
just kept going.
They just kept going.
But Gigi Hadid stopped her.
I just saw that.
So this woman's name is Marie Benali, I think is how you pronounce it. She was wearing her mum's hand-me-down Chanel suit. So
cute.
She borrowed it off her mum. And, she has her own YouTube channel, and she goes by the name Marie. It's like Infiltrate, but in French.
Sans-filtre.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. Apologies if you actually speak French out there.
I did try and look that up to how to pronounce it, but I couldn't find it, unfortunately. So it was just kind of like, you know, that was kind of like one of the funny things that kind of happened at one of the fashion weeks. Another one, not funny at all, Gucci Summer Spring 2020. Alessandro Michele sent models down the runway in straight jackets and on a cavalier belt. And one of the models that was in the show, Aisha Tan Jones, held up a mental health is not fashion written on their hands at the end of the runway.
That's amazing.
No one knew. And that just, you know, which I thought was really cool. He kind of went back onto his Instagram and said it was hurtful and insensitive for a major fashion house such as Gucci to use this imagery as a concept for a fleeting fashion moment.
Mm.
In his defence, Alessandro Michele kind of said he'd actually been thinking about humanity in uniforms, and a uniform is something that blocks and constrains you and makes you anonymous. It makes you follow the direction of travel. The highest type of uniform is the straitjacket. So that was his defence. Interestingly, it was also Gucci's first carbon neutral show, with attendance carbon dioxide emissions being offset, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
And they're reusing the set in the stores as the merchandising.
Oh, okay. So the sort of like the, I don't know if a better word of it, the props that your clothes sort of sit around in the actual shops.
Yeah,
it's going to be that.
The straight jackets are not being sold. They were actually just used as part of the show.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting because when I saw that woman jump on the stage at the Chanel show, I was like, is she protesting something?
That's what I thought as well.
I was like, what's she? Because there are so many things that if you wanted to, you could do a really legitimate, quite powerful protest, like the Gucci show about some of the problematic stuff that comes up at Fashion Week. And then turned out, I just thought it'd be funny.
Yeah, because I was like looking, going, well, surely she's got like, because that's a lot of risk to take.
Totally.
And those shows are such high security. They did ask her how she got in, and they were like, oh, I'm not going to tell anyone.
Yeah.
But that kind of leads on to London Fashion Week and the Extinction Rebellion group. Have you heard about this group?
No. Well, I know about Extinction Rebellion. I don't know what they did at Fashion Week, though.
So they staged die-ins where they threw fake blood all over the place and also just lay on the ground and wouldn't move. Some of them glued themselves to the door of the venue.
Glued?
Yeah. So they're quite...
Glued?
Super glued. I don't know, but they super glued themselves so that...
Blimey.
Yeah, so, like, I don't know.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, a lot of...
Tess is Googling.
A lot of anti-vivisection and kind of groups like that have done that, you know, but it's unusual for, like,
with glue?
Yeah.
It's a thing that people do. It's quite full on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like,
sounds painful.
I'm pretty sure McDonald's Queen Street at one stage had their toilet seats super glued to shut them down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like in,
I mean,
you know,
toilet
years
seat
ago.
Is one thing,
but people,
but
yeah,
glue like on your skin.
Yeah. Oy, yoy, yoy.
Does it say there?
No.
So, Extinction Rebellion are climate emergency activists, and they protest against the environmental impact of the fashion industry. So they basically are looking, they're not even looking for sustainability really, they're looking to just, like, they want the whole thing shut down. They want people just reusing what they've got, totally cutting, like, fast fashion, all that kind of stuff. I did read their website the other day, it's quite interesting. So if you're interested, yeah, check out the Extinction Rebellion. Yeah, but I think it's quite interesting that people are kind of, you know, I think fashion's always seen as being like this ha-hee-ha kind of thing that you can't kind of go and say what you really feel about stuff. And so I kind of feel like even though, like, your Marie is funny, you know, it still kind of puts it out there that, you know, there's kind of like, I don't know, just things that can be said in unusual platforms.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
With the Gucci one, Aisha, the model who put her hands up and it said mental health is not fashion, that wasn't part of the show.
No.
That was completely her decision to do that, just in protest.
So she was walking the show.
So she didn't agree with what Gucci was doing, with the straight jackets, and so she put her hands up with the thing. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so she kind of said that.
Initially, I thought that was part of the show.
When I first saw it, I thought it was, and then afterwards, I went and kind of read, because, that Aisha's a model and like has had struggle with mental health in the past and that sort of thing, and so took a like high offence to that.
Yeah,
you know?
And so it's quite like, that's pretty, you know, ballsy to, in the middle of the show.
Yeah, and
decide to do that.
Yeah, because I mean, Gucci recently had that thing where they had to pull the jumper that was almost blackface, and they had.
It's so unbelievably bad. The amount of people it would have had to get to the stage of being almost out, being on their websites and everything, and for no one, or obviously people probably did flag how problematic it was, but for that to just still continue to get through almost to production stage, is wild. You just got to think, what is going on there?
They've hired a diversity person now that like has to go through everything to make sure it's all good. But yeah,
we've just had a text from Andy who said designer Yang Li did an hour-long performance with Jesus and Mary Chain at Paris Fashion Week. We were talking about this the other week about how a lot more designers are starting to incorporate live music into their sets. That's pretty cool.
That would have been awesome. Mary Chain,
I reckon. Yay. Totally.
My cup of tea.
Thank you very much, Penny. I'm intrigued by this. I think you're totally right. It's one of those platforms that people forget can be a really, really visible platform for sort of, I guess, activism or conversations that might not have another way of getting out necessarily, because it is sort of this untouchable moment. So when people do mess with it a little bit, it makes a bigger ripple than you might anticipate.
It can be driven by the designer. I mean, we all know Vivienne Westwood does it herself, you know, but like when it's kind of like an argument back against what that designer's doing, I think it's quite interesting that, you know, I think it's really courageous for people to actually, you know, to do it.
That would be maybe my one critique of the woman, the YouTuber, who sort of was just doing it more for a bit of a laugh.
Yeah, why didn't she say something about it?
Yeah, why wouldn't you use that moment to say something? Because also the flip side is a lot of people put in a lot of hard work. This is people's art. And there's so many people involved in that. There are the models you have to think about. There's also all the women who work in the atelier, or the people who work in the atelier. You know, all of that stuff goes into it. So I think if you are going to say something, you really do have to feel like... it needs to be said. Hers was more just like, this will be a funny prank, you
and
know?
It's going to get me lots of fame.
Lots of hits on the YouTube channel.
And that's kind of like, you know, while I kind of do think it's funny, I agree with you about all that hard work. And you know, if she had not behaved herself on the catwalk and halted the show, like if she'd not followed
the run, she could have jeopardised some other people's jobs or careers. It's hard.
I think it's come out that she's apologised as well.
Oh, wow.
She apologised to Gigi. Because Gigi was not very happy that she was on there.
Did you? If you've got time today, BFM listeners, you should go and watch the video of Gigi Hadid, like, strong-arming her off the stage. It's quite scary. I would not want her to, like, kick me out of a catwalk. It would be very intimidating.
So if you Google Chanel SS 2020 and Gigi, then it'll
all be there. It'll all be there. Well, thank you very much, Penny.
Thanks.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir. We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep. Beep, beep.